But I'm caught up with these holes, they're gonna follow, balling like a baller blocker. Every time I catch my feelings, like I'm in a bottle. And you probably find my heart somewhere lost in Nevada. In Nevada. Nevada. My favorite state in the US. I've mentioned it many times before. It's the everything and the nothing that I like in Nevada. It's that feeling of stepping out of the shack where I've been all day on my own, and suddenly there's 200 people there ready to be entertained and have a good time. You know, it's my job, and that's Nevada. Living out in the sticks, literally nothing but desert. Getting in the car, and then bang, everything. I love the nothing, and I love the everything. So I was staying in a little hut near Red Rock Canyon in Nevada, on the outskirts of Vegas. And my mate, who works for one of the casinos there, said, "Do you want to be in a Vegas show?" And I thought, yeah, awesome. I've always dreamt of doing a set in Vegas. And he said, "No, it's not stand-up. I've got you a little part in Blue Man Group." Now, if you don't know what this is, it's two guys who have their faces painted blue. And they bang drums and loads of paint sprays everywhere. I've made it sound shit, but it's a worldwide international hit. And I was like, cool, what do they need me to do? So a few hours later, there I was. I'm sat watching Blue Man Group. And they say, you have to wear these shoes. You know, we're going to choose you, apparently at random. And all you have to do, we won't ruin the surprise, but just go along with it. Just act surprised. So I'm like, cool. But it wasn't cool. Because I haven't seen the show. You know, tell me what it is. And he said, no, it's better if it's a surprise. And I was like, no, it isn't. Surprise, all surprises are shit. Surprises are just delays. You don't get any bigger or better reaction from me by delaying telling me or showing me something. Instead of shouting surprise, just shout end of delay. It's more relief than excitement. It's the end to a period of misery. And I was in misery watching Blue Man Group. Not that it was total shit. I mean, I love watching two men bash drums with paint on them as much as the next man. But I knew this thing was coming that I was going to be involved with. And suddenly it came. They came into the crowd ready to pick someone at random. And fuck, they chose me. I was suddenly on stage in front of 2,000 people. An hour before, I was in the Nevada desert on my own. And suddenly, in front of 2,000 people, and all I had to do was look surprised. And you know what? I couldn't, because I wasn't. I couldn't look surprised. I wasn't surprised, and I wasn't being paid, apart from drink and a ticket to watch fucking Blue Man Group. And so I wasn't surprised, I was just apprehensive. And that's what the crowd saw, they just saw the fear in my eyes, the apprehension. So they weren't really enjoying it and I wasn't enjoying it. And so what they did was they tied me in this big wheel thing, and cut a long story short, they did a clever switcheroo, which the whole audience would have noticed. Or assumed. But the audience was meant to believe that I was being spun around the stage in this big wheel at high speed, when in fact I was just waiting awkwardly in the wings with one of the Blue Man men, trying to make small talk with this guy with blue face makeup. Like, I was saying, hiya, I'm Nathan. How long does it take to take that makeup off every night? And he doesn't really answer. And he says, so in a sec, just pretend that you've been spun round loads of times. And I'm like, no, fuck off. I'm not being paid. How do I do that anyway? I wish I hadn't agreed to any of this. Please, let me go. But of course, I couldn't go without waddling back on the stage in front of 2,000 disappointed people, trying to pretend that I'd been spun around. Everyone knew I hadn't been. And it was just disappointing for me, disappointing for them, disappointing for the whole of Las Vegas. Rubbish. Shit. Please let me go. Couldn't have got out of there quickly enough. My Vegas debut, a complete disaster. And there I was, an hour later, back in my shack, feeling, well, blue. Totally blue, a blue face indeed. And that's why I love Vegas. It's very simple. You're in the middle of a desert and you can see the bright lights of hope in the distance. And it's very, very clear to me. Sometimes be happy with what you have. Be careful what you wish for.